T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yesterday, our grand prize winner of a 2-day wine country getaway to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa was Natalie from Martinez.
Natalie.
Congratulations, Natalie. Can't wait to hang out with you at the secret show and the pool party. Right now, it's an opportunity for someone else to come to the big secret show. And the llama, pama, jama, ding dong, the pajama llama pool party. Apparently, this prize is for dressing like a pajama. I mean, a llama.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, it's going to be fun no matter what happens. Yeah. So be calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll instantly win 2 passes into the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and Pool Party. That's June 26th, just 2 weeks from tomorrow. Oh, my God. It's right around the corner. And you'll be in the running for the daily grand prize wine country getaway to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, which is where this whole thing is taking place. So Wednesday afternoon, we get there. We get all checked in. So fabulous. We do the secret show. We do the pool party. The next morning on the 27th, we just broadcast our show live from there. Mm-hmm. So there's a big tent out in front, and that's open to the public. Kids, bring them by. It's all, you don't need a ticket for that. You do, though, for the secret show and the pool party.
And 21 and over.
21 and up. That's right. To win this prize, you've got to be over 21. Call now, 800-400-3697. 5 chances a day to get qualified. One of those 5 will be the winner. 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Those are the times to win passes into the 5th annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show Pool Party and qualify for today's grand prize trip. Before we jump into text, I want to say thank you to, we're losing yet another intern as we transition into summer here. Nicholas, do not cry.
I know. I'm sorry.
Get closer.
Oh, hi.
Nicholas loved his time here. Nikki, my little Nikki.
He did great work for us.
He did. Good job.
I'm going to miss you guys.
Oh. What are your plans this summer? Getting up at 2:45 every morning and wish you were coming into work.
My time clock will still probably wake me up at the same time on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'll just probably be working. I have an online class and I'll be working through.
All right.
What were you going to say, Hooman? Oh, Hooman's.
Oh, I was going to say, what are you going to do this this summer? Like, you traveling? Anything exciting?
My 21st birthday. Yeah, I'll be going to Vegas.
Do not do the 21 shots, Nikki.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't tell him what to do.
That's ridiculous.
Are you going to Vegas? What are you going to see?
Well, I was going to see Santana there, but the time I'm going, he won't be there. He'll actually be on tour. He usually has a
residency.
Yeah, residency there. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'll just have to look and see what who else is there.
Well, thank you for everything. You were a great addition to the crew, and you will be missed. Nicholas, everybody.
Nicholas, all right.
Nice work as an intern.
I'll stop by in Sonoma.
Oh, please do. Oh, my God. That'd be fun.
I can walk to it.
Speaking of Sonoma, I was going to mention the morning broadcast. They usually have oatmeal and some other breakfast
things.
Big
breakfast thing laid
out. Coffee, juices
of
different types.
They do a nice job. And there's a bar for people who are into that.
Right.
A little day drinking. Thanks, Nikki.
So, come on out that morning.
Please
have a little snack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On your way to wherever else you're going, or just hang out.
Fill the room up so we're not alone.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of times we're counting on those people who were at the secret show and the pool party the night before. And weirdly, they're not there at 6 in the morning.
Huh.
So I know. It's really strange. So if you, if the community could step up and
that'd be great.
Come
Thank
out,
you.
That'd be... Sucks broadcasting to a huge empty tent.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Not that we know what that feels like. We just mean it would suck.
If it ever happened, which it never does.
Thankfully.
Fill it up, you guys. Come on.
Eventually.
There's lots of hotel staff holding seats for people.
Right. Is anyone coming to your thing, you guys?
I love you guys, but every time you play that Ashley Madison song, I cringe.
I know.
I think.
No.
I think.
Awful.
Absolutely. Stop it. That wasn't an opportunity to do it.
For her to quit.
I think if you were cheated on by your husband, also, you wouldn't like it either.
Right. Well said.
She's just a snappy little tune.
Yzette was cheated on by her side piece, so, you know, yeah, she still loves the song.
Been cheated on plenty of times.
She feels better about it now because she beat his car up and said that he had a tiny one in front of all his friends. Try that, 707.
Yeah, see,
sorry,
that works
707.
For you.
I feel bad for you.
Oh, do you?
I do. I just like that song is funny.
Father's Day gift, says 408. Taking the kids and going away for the weekend. Oh, that's not nice.
Oh,
but
with,
I do
you mean
understand.
Without the dad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, no, that's a great gift to give dad.
Split.
You get the whole weekend to yourself.
Right.
We'll be back on Father's Day. You get Friday and Saturday night just to sit in your underpants around the house.
You know what your dad wants? A game 7 on Sunday. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, woo! That is what dad wants.
Vinny, back in the early 80s, I worked in Humboldt County. Old timers at the co-op grocery store said they would give store credit in exchange for crates of weed grown by the hippies in Humboldt.
Oh, my God.
The story on this Murder Mountain is that the whole town sort of built out of these hippies and the pot business and sort of self-taxed. Mm. Like they, because this, it was black market.
Right.
So none of these people were claiming to have really made any money.
Right.
So in order to get things built around there for the kids they were having, they had to tax each other.
Right.
In a way that was
in
like
crates of weed.
Well, just it's neat that the whole community was built out of this industry, even though there wasn't any real organization.
Right.
Then the murder started and then the neatness went away.
Yeah. It's just so much less fun when people start getting off.
Mm-hmm. My mom drinks a full pot of coffee a day, 12 cups or more. She's 94.
Oh, well, there you go. Just keeping her all jazzed up and
coffee alive. Is one of my favorite drinks, but it affects me, and I absolutely can't just drink it and drink it.
Right. Maybe your 94-year-old grandma doesn't care what time she gets to bed or if she even does.
That's, you know? There's this old-timer sober guy. I haven't seen him in a million years, but anyway, he's this dude who he drank coffee from morning till his last sip of anything that night. He was a sober guy, though, and that was his drink.
Sure.
But I could see him singing the praises of his coffee at any time, day or night. Ah, coffee's the best drink.
Oh, it is the best.
He was this awesome dude who used to go, like, somehow he got himself in his drinking days. He popped off to the wrong guy, and the dude knocked all his teeth out.
Oh.
So he used to be able to, you know, to
pull his whole teeth
set out. He could take it all out and be like, this is what drinking did for me.
Oh, my gosh.
You'd be like, oh, my God, dude, put it back.
I don't want to see your drooly teeth. Did it go?
No. But it's just so like, all right, for shock factor, I get it. But no.
Stop taking those out.
Yeah, just
we've seen
keep
that
those
one.
In. Jeez.
It's a good thing you could take his teeth out because then he could really, you know, get after him, soak him overnight, get the coffee stains out.
I was thinking the same thing.
There is that like the first sip of coffee in the morning like gives me hope for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm miserable and I walk out of my room and I make that cup of coffee. I take that first sip. I'm like, okay, I started off with something good and I'm ready. And I just get readier and readier the more I drink. I'm super ready now.
Well, it's not very smart for people to give up their medical marijuana cards because you get your MJ at a discounted rate with the card you don't get without it. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's a good reason.
I gave up pot long before it became the new thing.
Yeah, it's 30 years too late for me.
How about those Father Warriors?
How about them?
Yeah, how about them?
Good showing, eh? Nice work.
I don't understand how Fronty walks around barefoot in San Francisco.
He just does. He's able to do it. His feet are like wood, though.
I've
stepped on his toes a bunch
of
times. I know, it's gross. Maybe he washes them real good before he goes in his house.
He sanitizes them constantly.
Really? Are you?
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I love him, but I couldn't sleep with him. No,
oh,
him.
Fronty? Oh, yeah.
But I'd be like, bro, you can't get in bed with your...
Maybe his feet hang off the end of the bed because he's so tall.
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah, so he's just like, don't worry about it. They're not even on the bed.
He probably goes to the same place the basketball players go and get their...
Extra long beds?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I we couldn't be lovers, Michael. I'm sorry.
Oh, poor Michael. You're just writing him off just like that because of the feet thing?
Well, yeah.
Maybe he stops.
I just washed the sheets. You can't get in bed with dirty feet.
He gets in the bath and soaks his tootsies.
408 says, Vinny's so funny. He doesn't pay attention to the Warriors all year, but as soon as they get into the finals, don't be stupid. We can't do sports every single game. It's an 80-game season for crying out loud.
And you do watch. You're pretty regular.
Jesus. Yeah. But I highly recommend the game if you're looking for up-to-the-minute sports broadcasting day in and day out.
That's what they do there.
All season long. The game at
95.7
is what I meant to say.
But listen to them after us.
Yeah, please don't listen while we're on.
Although, and after Lexi and after Jane.
Right. And after
Our nighttime.
After we sign off. Oh, wait, we never do. So just keep it here on Alice.
Never
rip the knob off.
Right. Just wait for the finals, and then I'll tell you what's happening with the Warriors.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. We got you. When it matters, we got you.
Oh, speaking of. What is it? Is tonight the final game for your Boston Bruins?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll look it up before we get out of here today. I think it is.
Oh,
Game 7. What's going to happen?
They have the best record for Game 7 playoff wins.
How do you know?
Because I know things. I know things. I listen to things. I hear things. I read things.
Shake Shack. Yes. Solid crinkle fries with the perfect amount of salt. Palo Alto has Shake Shack. And they serve beer and wine.
Michael Martin, our boss, he's super chatty today. And he said that he actually stopped me. He stopped me. He's like, let's talk about Shake Shack. I guess he must have. I go, what about Shake Shack? He goes, it's the tots. He was raving about the tots.
I'm down for tots.
I like a good tot. A mushy tot, though. Mm.
You don't like mushy?
No, human. I don't like mushy tot.
When we have burger night at home, I'll usually buy the... Is it the 365 brand?
Yeah.
Tots,
you put them in
from the
freezer
Whole Foods,
right?
Yeah. I just cook those.
Sure. Delicious.
So good. Crunchy.
Yeah.
Tots.
It's all good.
I like the Tabasco ketchup.
Oh.
It's like pre-made.
Yeah. Mixed together.
So good.
Yeah.
Taking a trip to Australia is not foreplay.
Yeah, I feel like it's maybe not.
With that being said, foreplay, kissing, only needs to last less than 1 minute.
Yeah, a couple kisses while we take off our clothes.
You don't want to make out? Not even a little bit?
A little, I guess. You can make out while we're doing it. There's nothing like a kiss when you're almost there. Come on.
Right, I agree.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, gross.
Was that actually you doing that?
Yeah, that was him.
Oh.
Soundbite.
Soundbite.
Yeah, soundbite to you. He does mouth along with all the soundbites, so it's hard to tell.
You don't know.
I do know. I'm watching you the whole morning, fool.
Nothing, Jon Snow.
What was that thing you did with your mouth, Jon Snow?
I would rather live with Garage Cat than in Tracy.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm back. I'm here.
Hey, Garage Cat. How's it going?
The heat.
Yeah, you beating the heat?
It's rough. Yeah, I can't get kicked outside and treated badly.
They don't let you in the house where the AC is?
I find cars to hide under in the neighborhood.
You have to duck them so they don't run over
you? But I like our new fence.
Oh.
It's nice.
It's a nice one? Good for sharpening the old claws on?
The guy spent a lot of money on that fence.
Oh, is this the
that's us.
The Minnie Mouse vocal
band? No, that's my band. That's my band.
You put them together?
Made that song.
510 says, Kleenex, water, chapstick, and hand lotion by every girl's bed.
Chapstick and hand lotion?
No.
I don't need any lotion. I like my hands to be clean and dry when I go to bed. I don't want any tackiness.
Well, you always see that on the TV shows, sitcoms. Where the men and women get in bed and they're talking and
she's putting on
lotion,
right?
On and they're getting ready to read their book. Always see that. And there's definitely Kleenex right there too.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have a very successful band and the one of the songs I wrote, the towel headed robe wearing towel headed lotion rubbing chick.
That one
is what it's called. I've always fancied, like, you see a girl rubbing the lotion on and you think, man, I should take care of my skin too. And then you do and you're like, I can't move and I can't touch anything. How do you live like this?
I know. Yeah.
You
I don't
do
like
this
it.
Every day?
Yeah, in the morning I do.
What the hell?
I'm convinced that the more lotion you use, the more you need.
I just
too.
Feel sticky. And like I'm gonna put it on everything I touch now. It's yeah. now it's on
I
the
know.
Doorknob.
Right. You
now
can't
it's
even
on
open
the
door
banister.
It's...
Now it's your on my butt because I had to scratch my butt. For
oh,
a
well,
second.
You should moisturize your butt.
I mean,
you can get dry.
How do you guys do that?
I don't.
Vinny, I need advice. I walked in on my poor 16-year-old son having a private moment with himself.
Oh, no.
Here's how you
That's
handle it. Never mention it again.
Everyone's a nightmare.
Don't bring it up. Forget it ever happened.
We're both mortified. How do I deal with him when we see each other around the house?
You just don't. You act like you've always acted. You knew what was going on. He's 16.
Hide from your kid for at least a month.
No. You guys are all wrong. This is how you handle it. First of all, you apologize for opening a door before you
I'll
knocked.
I'll never not do that. I'll
you
never
need
not
to say,
knock.
Listen, I'm sorry I invaded your privacy. What you were doing is perfectly normal, and what I need to start doing is knocking on the door. Sorry, Holmes.
Yeah, I haven't walked into a door without knocking on it at
my
house in
10
years.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mom.
From this day forward. And that's fine. If he wants to be in denial right. and he can't deal, that's fine. But you've said your piece. You just say, from now on, I will knock.
I say, don't never acknowledge it. Just
yeah, don't acknowledge it.
Never acknowledge
yeah,
it.
Don't, yeah,
what about having
not,
dad
yeah.
help out? Hey, dad,
no.
dad
Here's
would be
the
like,
thing.
Well, dad knows to it.
Oh, you need a lesson?
This is how we do it. La, 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 la. You're doing it wrong, kid. Let me show you. Get this drumstick here. See?
Oh, no, the drumstick. Come on, Sam.
Nobody even knows what you just said.
Some people do.
Going too far again.
Please.
Sick lady. It's a drumstick, you guys. What's sick about
sick
that?
Lady.
Oh, God, I'm out of time.
All right,
oh,
we'll take a quick
bad.
Break. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today. You guys are on fire.
This is how we do it. Na, na, na,
na, na, na. That is not what you do.
Yeah.
Let me show you. Anyway, I can't believe it's only 2 weeks until the pool party and the secret show. I look forward to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa so much. I love that place.
I always look forward to hanging out with Michelle Heston. And yeah. Michelle Bergman, of course.
Our dinner the night before is always pretty cool.
I love mm-hmm. our dinner. It's so fun. Yeah, we always have a good time.
We're going to do a few pictures before dinner. So be ready for that.
Oh, we're doing pictures?
Yeah,
which
is just a few.
Oh,
just update pictures. With
Oh, you mean
with
oh,
the morning
no.
show. Just the morning
All right.
show.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Just update, you know.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm glad you just told us. That's good to know.
You can shine that head up, Vinny.
Yeah.
You can, whatever you do, Sarah.
Just, do I put some nice on?
Yeah, you do. Because we're
makeup
doing
and
photos.
A little bit.
I always put makeup on when we go see
Yeah,
listeners,
you always look pretty. Yeah.
Thanks, Uzi.
All right.
Should we go?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Hey, guys, we'll see you back here on Hope Day. Have a good night.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.